St. Mark Preaching in a Square of Alexandria in Egypt by Gentile and Giovanni Bellini. In a crowded square in Alexandria of Egypt, St. Mark is preaching his last sermon. According to a story of his role in evangelizing Egypt, it was in this city he was martyred. St. Mark is on a podium in the shape of a bridge, while a scribe sets down his words. A man from behind approaches the saint, ready to kill him with the scimitar he keeps in sight. A large crowd, completely veiled women, men with high red headgear, and men with large turbans, white as their long scarves, are listening to him. Behind the saint are the members of the Scuola Grande di San Marco, for which Gentile Bellini began this work in 1504. Bellini, who portrayed himself in the foreground dressed in red with a gold chain around his neck, was a member of this important Venetian confraternity. In 1507, at the death of Gentile, his brother Giovanni took over, who completed the large canvas. With its 26 square meters, it is the largest painting on canvas on display in the Pinacoteca. According to many art historians, it was Gentile who was responsible for the setting of the scene, from the architecture to the arrangement of the characters. The contribution of Giovanni can be read above all in the faces of the members of the fraternity, which form a series of truthful portraits of the Venetian notables. Among these stands out the self-portrait of Giovanni Bellini, the only figure facing the viewer. Anachronistically, Gentile Bellini sets the episode in a city in Islamic Egypt, where each element contributes to create the atmosphere of a Middle Eastern city. The façade of the building at the bottom of the square, very similar to St. Mark's Basilica, actually looks like a mosque, as suggested by the man at the central entrance, who is taking off his shoes to enter barefoot, and the hexagonal minaret near the palm tree. Next to this building stands what has been interpreted by some as the Lighthouse of Alexandria. Next, the so-called Column of Pompey, another Alexandrian monument. On the left stands an obelisk. Next to it is a dromedary, which is not the only exotic animal on the scene. A giraffe is parading in front of the steps of the mosque, while a camel is in the shadow of the second building on the right. The buildings that serve as perspective wings have flat roofs and other elements that qualify them as Middle Eastern, such as small windows, some screened by protruding gratings, carpets laid out on the windowsills, the pitchers hung outside the doors to allow passers-by to refresh themselves. Horizontal bands decorate some houses, as in the first on the left, where there is a portico with round arches, a Western architectural element. Gentile therefore gives us an original interpretation of an East that he knew at first hand. In 1479, he was sent by the Republic of Venice to Constantinople to Sultan Mohammed II, to seal the peace reached with the Ottoman Empire, a diplomatic mission entrusted to an artist in times when the importance of a nation was also measured by the merits of its culture.